from Streamline Publishing and the Radio and Television Business Report in Boca Raton, Florida. This is the Hispanic Radio Podcast. Hi, this is Adam R. Jacobson. I am your host, and we thank our partners at Radio Inc. Magazine and Hispanic Ad for distribution of the Hispanic Radio Podcast. It's your way to kind of gather insight and intelligence on a group of consumers who, for lack of a better term, have maybe been ignored in your market by media such as radio. Radio is a great way to connect with a group of consumers who love music, love information, and could very much connect and establish a relationship with your company in ways that no other listener group can. And in order to get further insight on this, well, we decided to go to Austin, Texas, and the capital Lone Star State is home to Randall Garcia. Randy is the general sales manager for two radio stations that are serving Spanish-speaking Hispanics in Austin. One is KLZT, known as La Zeta 107.1, and we also have Latino 102.7, and that is a FM translator run off of the HD2 signal for KLZT. They're owned by Emmis Communications, and we find this very noteworthy because Emmis is a company that has gotten a lot of press over the years for certainly targeting Latinos, but through brands such as Hot 97 in New York and Power 106, of course, in Los Angeles, which is no longer part of the Emmis family, but established the company a long time ago as understanding and caring about the Latino consumer. Here in Austin, they did so in Spanish. So without further ado, welcome to the podcast, Randall Garcia. How are you today?
Hello, Adam. I am great. Thanks for having me.
And it's wonderful to have a past finalist of the Medallas de Cortez honor as Sales Manager of the Year. This is a strong affirmation of your ability to generate revenue from strong ratings at KLZT. And as we look back on the last year, KLZT has certainly been a ratings monster, not only in Austin, but looking across the whole state of Texas, is really a standout property. So props to you and your team. But how has KLZT La Zeta kept the momentum with advertisers going? Because it certainly takes more than good ratings to bring in the revenue to keep the operation going.
Yeah, Adam, that is correct. I think one of our biggest challenges and our biggest chores on a day-to-day basis is to continue to educate the buying community. For several reasons, you know, the importance of this Hispanic market in Austin as well as Texas and the explosive growth in Austin and in Texas and across the U.S. Lots of times agencies don't quite understand it when they're in a different market. So we have to bring that picture to life for them. We have to create the opportunity and the reasoning behind why it's a good fit for them. Are there any?
KLZT is number six in the market, and it's behind only your sister station, Bob, among all the MS radio stations in Austin. I find this to be an amazing achievement, and I think it speaks very highly of the Austin of today. I'm wondering what the market dynamic is for Hispanics in the state capital, because historically, if you go from market to market within Texas, you find very different Hispanic communities. So it hasn't necessarily been easy to just say, oh, that works in Dallas, we'll put that in San Antonio. Oh, it's going gangbusters in San Antonio, we'll put that on in El Paso or McAllen or Houston. It seems that every market has got its own qualities as far as the Hispanic community. So what's Austin looking like as far as Latinos in 2019?
Yeah, you know, depending on the market, the surveys you look at, Adam, you know, Austin is 35 to 40% Hispanic. 98% of it is of Mexican origin, and it's still growing. You know, we are getting some Central and South American migration here. It is still a heavily blue-collar market, very family-oriented, and we have a ton of opportunities, and it were opportunities with advertisers that are in the construction field, the hospitality, the food service industry, and small businesses. You know, four out of every five new businesses that are open in Austin are of Hispanic origin. So lots of growth, lots of opportunities for advertisers to reach a very important market that is growing fast, the fastest growing ethnic population in this country.
Emmis is up against some formidable Spanish language competitors in Austin, Univision Radio being the largest. And then you can't count out iHeartRadio as well. They use an FM translator for their tool Spanish contemporary format. You somewhat reacted in ways that have brought rating success through the FM translator, Latino 102.7. But fundamentally, how has Emmis stayed a leader in a market like Austin when you have a company dedicated to Hispanic media and an aggressive competitor in iHeart as well?
Well, Adam, what it is we're live and local. We do no syndicated programming Monday through Friday. Our program directors, our jocks, our programming, our promotions are all done in-house. So it allows us to react faster to market conditions and changes and be able to have a pulse on the market. But secondly, it's also allowed us to create very solid local relationships, not only with advertisers, but with listeners as well. Additionally, Emmis has done a very good job of hiring great people, great talented individuals from, you know, all of our departments, especially programming and promotions and sales. You know, we have a wealth of knowledge and experience on all of our staffs, so that allows us to really be in touch with the community and create solid relationships, not only from advertising, but to our listeners.
You mentioned that you have no syndicated programming across both of these radio stations in Spanish. That could be a very scary proposition to a company that really wants to make the move and go into Hispanic, but doesn't really know the best route in terms of getting those talents together and putting a good staff together, not only on the air, but in promotions and marketing and sales. So how did you go and find this talent? That was something that could have involved a lot of effort, or did it all organically come together?
No, it is a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of dedication. And it's very difficult in my opinion, to find a lot of talented people that have the passion for this, you know, the Spanish business. It takes a lot of passion, a lot of, you know, willpower to continue to work this hard day in and day out to really be in touch with the community and go out there and see the community and shake hands. You know, jocks in the Spanish format become really big personalities in the market. People really become, follow them around. They follow them on social media. They show up at all of their events and they become superstars. Mm-hmm. So the listeners really are engaged with these people, with the jocks. And it takes a lot of work to find somebody with this kind of passion, this drive to continue to do this day in and day out for years on end.
Let's talk about the music on La Zeta in particular. We're looking at your playlist from December the 10th. Looking at the 9 and 10 a.m. hours, and we are not so familiar with about 60% of these acts, certainly Intocable, Tigres del Norte. Anyone that knows anything about regional Mexican music will know a little bit about those acts as well as Los Angeles Azules. But how do you describe this music to the layman and perhaps those that are out there looking at the station for a buy and just wondering, well, what is it that you do and what is your main audience?
Yeah, the main audience on La Zeta is, you know, it's a recent arrival to third, a little bit of fourth generation Hispanic in Austin, Texas. Most of them, like I said, are Mexican origin. So the Mexican regional format is very prevalent and familiar to these individuals and these listeners that are in the Austin market. Our program director, Ramon Liu, does a great job of finding music and new artists, as well as very, very established artists that come from different parts of Mexico and different regions of Mexico that are in Austin, Texas. So there's a lot of research that goes into how we target our listeners for La Zeta or Latino. And we figure out what is the best fit, what is the new up-and-coming music that they think is relatable to them. And that's how the programming of our stations has evolved.
Now let's take a look at the 102.7 signal. For all of you techies out there, we're talking about K274A as in Adam, X as in Xavier. The 102.7 signal, if you go further down to San Marcos, is that of a station in San Antonio, but you have a really, really good city-grade signal with the tower just to the southwest of Central Austin near the Lost Creek area. This is a radio station that is very poppy, very contemporary. I see Shakira. I see some Becky G, J Balvin, who's probably the biggest artist right now on the contemporary side. On paper, okay, it looks very pop, very reggaeton focused. Wondering how has this addition to MS's mix in Austin broadened the offerings, not only for the listener, but also helped aided additional advertising to come into the mix?
Yeah, good question, Adam. Latino 107 is, we call it our bilingual station, our bilingual millennial station. It reaches a younger audience in most cases in this market, 18 to 34, college students, white collar, often children of parents or children of our KLZT listener. So with the addition of this station, it's added, allowed advertisers to reach the full broad spectrum of the Hispanic listener in Austin with our two stations, because we have the younger millennials and then we have the older established Hispanic audience, as well as, you know, the Mexican regional listener.
Mm-hmm.
And so with both of those stations, you know, it allows us a broader full spectrum market coverage of the Hispanic population, which benefits the advertising community because we can reach young and old, acculturated, assimilated to aspiring to be acculturated and assimilated listeners.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking across the spectrum of radio stations, not only in the market, but among the MS properties, you do have Bob, as we had talked about earlier in this podcast, but you also have KLBJ AM, which is a news talk station that's been in the market for a long time. You have KROX, an alternative station with some heritage, KLBJ FM, which is the default album-oriented rock, kind of all things rock station in the marketplace. And then you have what is called now Austin City Limits Radio. That is KGSR, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and hats off to Emily for doing a really good job in terms of transitioning that station. So you really have now with Latino 102.7 an opportunity for an advertiser that might be looking for an alternative, believe it or not, against KHFI, the Heritage iHeart CHR, and KPEZ, which is the rhythmic station. So I know from my experience in Hispanic radio that there's certainly a lot of shared audience with the top 40 on the rhythmic side and on the pop side in terms of audience on an overall national level. Are you seeing that in Austin as well? Is this a really good kind of top 40 sell, if you will, for MS?
Absolutely. It is a great top 40 sell for MS. And secondly, you know, we do have a lot of the crossover. So for the millennials in Austin, this is a great alternative because they do want to hear some of their music in Spanish, and they still have to back to hearing some of the music in English. So it allows us to do Spanish and English creative on Latino 102.7 to cross over and reach different comfort levels of that listener.
Now, we did note several times that you are under the ownership of MS Communications, and certainly one of the more beloved individuals in this industry is the chairman and founder of MS Communications, Jeff Schmoyan. What's it like to be in this organization with him at the helm? I mean, does he understand Spanish language radio, or is it really just simply understanding radio that fits the marketplace and doing it best?
Well, there's a couple things for Adam. MS is a great company to work for. I really enjoy the people, the organization, and the culture that they allow to be created in this market, especially with the diversity between all of the English stations and the Spanish stations. It's not easy to do, but they've made a great transition. They made it very comfortable for everyone, and it allows the buying community to have access to such a broad diversity of listeners in the market.
Mm-hmm.
MS understands the importance of this diversity. I'm convinced of that. You know, I've been here almost 10 years. Additionally, the company simply gets the importance of the Spanish language market in Austin. So I think Jeff at the helm is very important. I understand. I think I'm confident he gets it. And if it's important to MS, I'm I'm very confident it's important to Jeff as well.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you are in a situation where you're winning. You have great local talent, and hats off to everyone at MS Communications in Austin. We have been speaking with Randall Garcia, the general sales manager for KLZT La Zeta 107.1 and KLZT HD2, better known as Latino 102.7. Now, if you'd like to get a full schooling on what Hispanic radio can bring for you and your company, why don't you join us March 12th and 13th in Miami for the 2019 Hispanic Radio Conference. It's the annual opportunity to share ideas and to discuss and debate challenges in a multi-platform world and network in a unified setting with some of the top individuals in Hispanic radio today. For more information, just visit HispanicRadioConference.com and you will find a podcast archive for previous broadcasts of the Hispanic Radio Podcast featuring yours truly, Adam R. Jacobson. I am the editor-in-chief of the Radio and Television Business Report, and we house all of the podcasts, not just some recent ones, at rbr.com. Zat, I want to thank once again Mr. Garcia. It's been wonderful to have you as a guest.
Thank you, again. I appreciate it.
And this is copyright 2018 and 2019 Streamline Publishing, all rights reserved. Have a great day, everybody.